Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Chof Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yer Zayin, Amud Beis, at the Mishnah. Layikav Adam Shvifer Shabbeitza, Yimalena Shemin Vietnena Alpianer, Vishishite Minatefes, Afilu Hishel Cheres. May not puncture an eggshell and fill it with oil and put it on top of a lamp in order that the oil will drip into the lamp on Shabbos. This is forbidden even if it drips from a Kli Cheres, in other words, Kli, Rabbi Yehuda, Shisev Yehuda, Ime, Im Chibra Yotzer, Mitzchila, Muta. Rabbi Yehuda says if the potter made it like this from the beginning, then it's permitted. Limale Adam Esakaora, Shemin Vidnina, Besadaner, Yiten, Rosh Absila Besicha, Bishol, Shitei, Sheeves. Or may not fill a bowl next to a lamp with oil and insert a wick to draw oil. Rabbi Yehuda Mata, Rabbi Yehuda permits. The Gemara says Lama, Mishum, Shulei, Huschal, Bachal Tippa, Vetippa, or Shema Yishkech, Vyare. The Gemara asks, what's the reason why it's forbidden? Is it because each drop did not begin burning before Shabbos, or is it lest he forget and pour means take from the oil in the upper kli? What's the difference between these two reasons? Ahin Zakuka, which is a katri, in Temim Hashem Shulei Huschal, Bachal Tippa, Hare Lei Huschal, Bachal Tippa, Vetippa. In Temim Shema Yishkech, Vyare, Hare Eina Shechech, Vyare. And the Gemara answers, they argue about a flask that he tied and it drips into the lamp. If you say that it's because each drop did not begin, it didn't begin. If you say that it's lest you forget and pour, he will not forget and pour. We should say, Nishminim in Ador, Im Chibra Yotzer Mitrila Muta. We learn from our Mishnah, if the potter made it like this from the beginning, it's permitted. Shnihi Shekuloi Echad. And the Gemara rejects that, no, there, it's all one kli, it's as if all the oil began burning before Shabbos. We can't learn from there. If you say, Tani im chibra besid oi begifsus, another answer is from a tesefta, if you connected the two kalim through plaster or gypsum on Erev Shabbos, it's permitted. Surely the reason to forbid is lest you take, and here he cannot. Yos dubi huda kadatei dubi huda omar, mashke tifeyach chibro. And the Gemara rejects that this is correct. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like he taught elsewhere, but he just says that tefeach, which is moisture of a liquid, is a connection, so it's as if all began burning. The first Tana forbids because he does not consider it connected. Tani b'sila achas b'shnei koisos, b'shtei ka'oris, b'shnei tamchuyim, osa v'Rabbi Yehuda mater. A third answer is from a b'risa, one wick in two cups, in two bowls or in two plates, it's forbidden. And Rabbi Yehuda permits. Rabbi Chanani v'shem Rabbi Pinchas v'Yuda k'datei v'Yuda omar defeach chibro. Rabbi Chanani quoting Rabbi Pinchas said that Rabbi Yehuda teaches, as he taught elsewhere, Rabbi Yehuda says that mashke defeach, a liquid which is moist, is a connection.